Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 15th, Thankful Tuesday. I'm thankful for God's Word, I'm thankful for you, and I'm reminded that we are memorizing Scripture together as a part of this Project 119 plan. And so I want to review this week's passage with you today. It comes from Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Our Old Testament passage today is Esther chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. The theme of Esther is God's providence, his provision, and also how he is working behind the scenes. I guess that goes with providence and provision. Let's think about who the characters are in this book. We've got Esther, who becomes queen. We've got King Xerxes. Also Mordecai, who is Esther's cousin. And then we've got Haman, who is the man who is the right hand of the king who hates the Jews. Do you remember the storyline? Esther becomes the queen, and then there's this plot by Haman to kill all the Jews. And Mordecai comes to Esther and says, "You've got to do something. You've got to go to the king and talk to him about it." But she's scared because she knows that she can be killed for entering into the king's court without permission. And so there's the story of her inviting the king and Haman to dinner, and then another night to dinner, and finally she tells the king what is going on. And after that, Haman is killed and the Jews are restored. It's a beautiful story, and today we're only reading just a little tiny snippet from chapter 4, starting in verse 12. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." The title in my Bible for our second passage is "A Lamp on a Stand" and "The Parables of the Growing Seed and the Mustard Seed," starting in Mark chapter 4, verse 21. He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, who is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. In this passage, Jesus continues to use parables. The parable about the farmer who sows seed that grows but he doesn't know how is an interesting one to me. I'm encouraged by it. I am reminded that God calls us to sow seeds in our lives, in our churches, and that he is the one that provides the growth. The parable about the mustard seed is a good one as well. I mean, I guess they're all good, right? But it's this tiny little seed, and it becomes this huge plant under which even animals can take their perch. What does it mean? Perhaps it means that the kingdom may start very small, like with Jesus and a few disciples, and eventually it spreads to the entire world. This is a reminder for us that God calls us to make faithful steps of obedience. Who knows, in your faithfulness, when God calls you to do something, or you know that something is right according to his word, and you step out to do whatever it is, who knows what that faithful step might make a great impact in the world. Today's final reading is in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 2. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. Each of these passages in Proverbs recently has been reminding us about being careful with our mouth and our tongue. So again, Lord, I don't think we can pray that enough. Help us to be a people who are quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. It is Thankful Tuesday. Think back with me over the passages from today. What is a characteristic of God that sticks out to you? I'll give you a second to think about it. For me, it is God's faithful work. He is at work in the people of Israel in the Old Testament. He is at work in the kingdom of God that is brewing with Jesus and the disciples, and he is at work in the church today. Also, let us take some time to reflect on a person, a place, and a thing that we are thankful for. Will you pray with me? Open our mouths, O Lord, and we will declare your praise. O Lord, if you kept a record of sin, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Our souls wait for you, Lord. More than watchmen wait for the morning, we put our hope in you. For with you is unfailing love, and with you is full redemption. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. Thank you for a person in our lives who has driven us to the gospel message. Thank you for someone who has shown us mercy. Thank you for someone in whom we are able to see your goodness. Make us mindful of all the blessings that you have surrounded us with today, the places and the things that you have given us. And give us hearts that beat according to the work of your kingdom. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the Church Global. Help us, Lord, to be about your work today. In Jesus' name, amen.